Good afternoon. Happy holidays. I don't really know what's a good. What's up, guys?
What's your name?
Spooky. I was trying to do like a greeting.
Oh yeah, it went great.
Okay. What's up, y'all? I'm Spooky.
This is C-Max. This is Matrimony and Madness. We dated on Halloween. Got married on Halloween, and we spend our Thursday evenings talking about all things spooky. We're a family-friendly podcast with all the blood and guts. Whether it's your first time or you're a frequent listener, we thank you for taking a stab at it. I feel like there has to be an intro, because...
Should we start over?
No, don't delete it. Dude, it's organic. I don't care if people make fun of me. I'm okay with getting views for people making fun of me when I didn't try to have people make fun of me. Like, if it just naturally happens... But you go on TikTok, and it's like these couples that pretend to like break up.
I know, I hate it, honestly.
That might be the... It's
so cringy.
It may be the worst thing ever, period.
I kind of hate it a lot. I hate the fake... Like, you can tell when, like TikToks are, like, fake and not organic at all, and it's like...
Like, I'm saying, like, it's borderline up there with fascism. How bad it is.
Okay. Do you think I should get, like, a teleprompter so you can just read it as it's scrolling?
Why would I do that?
Because you said you want to get the intro down, so what if I just talk
about
the teleprompter?
I still read the intro to make sure I get it right. And as I read it, my mind has this internal struggle of, do we even need to do this? But I feel like we do because we pretty much get new listeners every week. And so I think they need to know that like it's family friendly because a lot of podcasts aren't. And I think they need to know that it's a horror podcast because Matrimony and Madness, like...
It doesn't really...
So like, my brain goes to Frankenstein and the Bride because I know the... That's like the theme that my brain goes to, but it's because I do the podcast, maybe?
Yeah.
But Matrimony and Madness, like, it's either going to be, like, if you think about it, it's either a horror podcast or a true crime podcast.
Or like, a relationship podcast.
That's true,
too. People think matrimony and just think, oh, this is about relationships or whatever.
Well, I like our name.
I like our name,
I'm not going to change it unless someone pays us a lot of money. Or they offer us lots of Starbucks Baya energy, not an ad. I just really like these drinks.
He really does.
And I'm so thankful to Starbucks for making these because they're so good.
I've never had one.
And only 23 grams of sugar, which is a lot, but like not a lot when you consider like a soda is like 100% of the sugar. Actually, I think over. I think
of your daily value.
Pepsi's like 114%, I think.
Oh, nice.
This of your daily value is 34%.
Okay,
so you can legit have three of them.
But you won't.
Sometimes I do.
I know you do.
I try not to. So, yeah, guys, we appreciate you popping in. A little bit of a lighter. We're looking at Django potentially knocking over our table tray setup that we have in the room.
And or vomiting everywhere because that's what he's been doing for the past 10 minutes.
He's gonna jump over me. There he goes. A little bit of probably a shorter episode this week. We've been brimming with content, and like I said last week, we always pray to the gods, the content gods, and they typically give it to us, but today, this week, not as much. So we're gonna hit you with the March Madness, we're gonna hit you with some news, and I do have a funny story. Do you have any funny stories?
I mean, I have a funny story, but it might be the same funny story.
It probably is. Go ahead.
No, you say it.
You said I'm gonna be the star of the show, because I'm literally, like, I did all the research, and, like, March Madness has, for some reason... been like
directed
at me. So what's your funny
story? Well, you also have all the news. I started doing research for news, and then I saw something and I was like, oh my gosh, and I told T-Max what it was, and he's like, I'm literally looking at the news now, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stop.
That's okay.
That wasn't my funny story.
Thank God.
Oh, okay. My funny story is, so we were driving back from dinner with two of our little monsters. Mm-hmm. Is this your funny story?
It is. So let's do it.
Okay. So we were driving back from dinner with two of our little monsters that we took out. Just us. It was a nice little fun date. And I turned around and I said, okay, now listen, girls. When we get home, we have to take a shower. and, you know, so on and so forth. So then one of our little monsters, Emma, proceeds to say, okay, but I have to make sure that I don't get soap in my butt because then it's going to hurt when I pee.
Hey, guys. She's very confident about it.
Hey, guys. Have to make sure I don't.
I'm pretty sure she's a butthole.
I think she just said butthole. Hey, guys. Okay, so I just have to make sure I don't get soap in my butthole because it's going to hurt when I pee. And we're like, what? And so C-Max goes, so you pee out of your butthole?
I mean, we just had Golden Corral.
That is true.
The potential for said event. You guys probably hear them in the background right now.
That's her. That pees out of her butthole. I have another funny story with her, but it's not family friendly.
So her just doing that made me think of the Riddler and Batman. I don't know, for some reason that came to my head. Man, we haven't watched it yet, but if you guys haven't seen, they released a deleted scene from the Batman. We're gonna watch it potentially tonight or tomorrow. Go check that. What's your other funny story? Because that was my funny story.
I can't say it with her because inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah. When she was, oh, I found.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
I mean, I could say it and not say the word. Okay, so basically, I was putting her in her car seat, and I reached over to buckle her in, and she literally takes two hands and puts them right on my hoo-haws, or my melon ladies, and she...
I'm pretty sure everybody knows what hoo-ha's.
Well, sometimes people call, like, the female private part. No, sometimes people call the female private part a hoo-ha. She's not, I don't have two of those.
Oh, fair.
She's grabbing my two melon ladies, and she goes, Auntie Drea, I found your melon ladies. But she doesn't say melon ladies. She says the actual 80085 word.
It's not even a bad word.
It's not. I'm trying to be family friendly, okay?
I know, but for someone who's almost said the F word the last three shows, and then you're like, 80085. It's a very interesting thing.
So she's saying this, and I go, okay. And then she proceeds to touch herself, and she goes, these are where mine are. And I go, okay, well, next time I lose mine, I'll make sure I come to you since you know where they're at.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, it was funny to me, okay?
No, it's good info. I think I missed that. I think I missed part of it.
Did you black out during my story?
All right,
so maybe we should just move on to the news.
Move on to the newsies. All right. So I did like extra research this week because I knew we didn't have much because we're, as you guys know, we're staying with our best friends and we're getting acclimated to that and doing different things and getting back to work after working on selling this house. So. With that comes getting back into the flow of content and things of that nature. So we haven't been able to go see any movies. I'm sure we have been able to. It's just like when we get home, it's like, oh my
God. I know I've been really tired and I've been having more work than typical lately.
That is true.
Like when I get home and
I still
have school. So it's just been a lot.
That's true. And you have some medical stuff you have to do next week. So
exactly. Which, by the way, No, I'll be okay. Anyways, so you said you did some extra work. Remember, guys and girls listening, we are not a news podcast.
Probably not.
So if you hear something interesting that CMAX is going to go over, because we're not a news podcast, so we're not going to give a lot of details, definitely just go ahead and Google that bad boy. Find out yourself. You know, give some love to other outlets.
We're gonna, like, when you go to Golden Corral and you get, like, the peaches or the soup, that's what we're gonna give you. But if you want to go to that awkward dude cooking the steak and say what flavor or what temperature you want, and then he doesn't have it, and you guys just look at each other for 5 minutes, you get that from the Google. But you get the chicken noodle soup that's just broth, and the peaches and grapes
that have you know, melted together.
That's what you get from us. So, I'm trying to see, do I start small and go big? What do I do here?
I think you just, you start at the top of your page and go down.
So I'm not going to do that because we missed a piece of news last week.
We did.
We literally brought up right after
I
we got
did.
off the
So
air.
as soon as we got off the air, I was like, "Oh, crud! Did you know that this is happening?" And you're like, "Welp."
Welp, not going back and inserting it into the show.
Nope.
So what she's talking about is July 14th. Netflix has greenlit a show. I think it's just called Resident Evil.
It is just called Resident Evil.
And how do I start?
Okay.
Well, I love Resident Evil.
Yes.
I've played, I think, all of them. Spooky's played at least half of them. We watched Infinite Darkness last year, and a lot of people hated it. I thought it was fine.
Okay,
for like
so
how
that
long
was
it
my
was.
Question. Was Infinite Darkness...
It was the animated show.
The one with the president?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So that's what we watched last year. A lot of people hated it. It was fine. I think...
It was adequate.
I think people judge too. Like, you have
people
to judge on... Like, if you watch The Batman, right, and it's 3 hours and you hate it, like, you legit hate it.
Right. Like, let me give a good example
yeah.
of people judging for no reason. People
yeah.
are judging the new Halo show because they didn't like the way that Master Chief's face looked.
Yeah. I mean...
Like, they're judging the entire show based on that.
Yeah. People are going to be people.
It's true.
We try to be as subjective and unbiased as possible. So, which brings me to my next thing. The producer for Supernatural, Andrew Dabb, is heading the whole thing, which makes me, like, a little alarming because, again, this license, like Predator, has had its fair share of...
People love
oops.
Supernatural.
They do, but Supernatural... When you think of Resident Evil, you don't think of Supernatural.
Well, it's true, I don't.
No,
I probably
when
would...
When I think of Supernatural, I think of Riverdale and...
I honestly would probably pick the director or whatever of True Blood over...
Yeah, I would too.
Over Supernatural.
I would too. So that's hitting, I think it's, I don't quote me, I think it's 8 episodes. That's hitting Netflix July 14th. Are we going to watch it? Yes. Will we like it? You'll find out.
True.
Why don't you hit them with the one that you found?
Oh my gosh.
Apologies for the by the way.
So literally, this was the last piece of news I thought I'd find. I find out that Archive 81, which we have reviewed
episode two or three,
I think.
Yeah.
Great show. Oh my gosh, we loved it. Definitely go listen to our review if you're interested, or just go check it out yourself on Netflix.
It'll be in the show notes if
yep.
you want to listen to
it. It is not being renewed.
Yeah.
Which is insane to me because so many people loved it. It was like number one for weeks.
Yeah.
All this stuff. It was really good. You know, it's based off a podcast, so definitely go and give them some love if you're interested. That podcast is still going, so they
yeah,
have the content. They have the content. I'm so confused on why they're not continuing it. I didn't look into it. I just saw
the
headline.
So the insider reports, which are just the insider baseball, is that it didn't get enough views, which is interesting.
But it was number one. I don't know how Netflix numbers
yeah,
work.
Well, Netflix is also not trustworthy at all in anything because Santa Clarita Diet, which is a fantastic show that had three seasons,
yep,
and the third season, I know Rotten Tomatoes isn't everything, but it's something. If you go on Rotten Tomatoes, I'm pretty sure the third season is like a 99%.
Yeah, it's insane.
Ends on a huge cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Tons of room. They were building so many story arcs, just gone.
I know.
A lot of people like that show, The Get Down, was gone after a season or two.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
I would love to be a fly on the wall or even sit in a meeting of a Netflix, like, cancellation meeting. I don't even know what they're called. Pull the plug meetings, just to kind of see their thought process.
Well, we didn't watch Glow Season 3, but... Glow Season 1 was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And then Season 2 was good. Now, I don't know about Season 3, but I'm pretty sure it got canned after Season 3.
It did, I'm pretty sure. It's just crazy.
It's just it's just interesting that we're getting a Resident Evil show. And, like, not to knock the franchise, but people are going to watch it, but that doesn't mean they're going to like it. And it's like,
I don't think they care if people like it. They want people to watch it. They want people to keep their subscriptions and people watch it.
I mean, I guess it's a return on investment. If Netflix fronted the whole bill for Archive 81, then they can truly make the decision.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's got to be metrics. There's got to be metrics that they use. We would hope and think.
Yeah, I would hope so. What else you got?
I also You might not. You don't. You definitely don't agree with me.
Okay.
I also think it's okay to let it be one season. I wasn't as heartbroken as you were.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and defend myself here.
You don't have to defend yourself.
I wasn't heartbroken. I was shocked.
You were more surprised at the cancellation of the show. Not like, oh, I want more.
No. Okay, I'm okay with it being one and done. Because it was really good, and I'm okay with it. The last thing I want.
The questions left unanswered, we've seen movies do that a bunch.
So it's fine. I'm not going to sit up at night thinking about it. So it was more or less, I was like, shocked. It was like, what? Because of how much traction it got.
I get that.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we don't have to be on the same page there, but. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. Deadline reported, I'm sure you saw this, that Ultimate Bay, Christina Ricci, is going to be
on the Wednesday
Netflix show, which is awesome.
That is very awesome.
We're also becoming Jenna Ortega stans as this podcast has been created.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We haven't seen X yet, so that might just add to the stanship of Jenna Ortega.
Potentially. Or just make me feel weird about my little sister. Because now I just adopted her as my little sister in my head.
What?
You know how, like, when, like Paul Rudd is my best friend. Jenna Ortega is my little sister. So her being in a movie like that, I'm going to be like,
that much younger than you?
You do your next bit. I'm going to Google
mid-20s. So Christina Ricci. Christina Ricci, which if you guys haven't heard, I'm assuming if I go back to my child psychology, that is one of the reasons I like girls. She is going to be in the Wednesday show that is produced by Alfred. My handwriting is so bad, I apologize. Alfred Goh and Miles Miller, who do Smallville. Another show that I feel like goes with Supernatural is Smallville.
True.
Tim Burton's directing that, if you guys didn't know. And then, this is old news, but Catherine Zeta-Jones, who's also a Bay, is going to be Morticia. And then, a lot of people don't like this.
A lot of people don't.
Louis Guzman is going to be Gomez. But I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
He fits the part. He's also he's more diverse than the silly roles that he... It's like, it's almost like Danny Trejo. Like, Danny Trejo doesn't get enough credit. He can act.
He can. But he really can. He just gets the same role.
It's easy to take money.
Hey,
Danny Trejo, it's the Rock in a Jungle meme. Hey, Danny Trejo, we're going to have you carry around a machete and be the stereotypical dude who is scary but loving. Can you do that? Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, exactly.
How much money? Couple mil. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, that. His agent just grabs those roles, and you know Danny's going to get them.
Yeah.
So, Louis Guzman is more of a diverse actor than people let on. I'm not too bothered by it. I think what happens is people inflate their expectations of who they want to be.
Of course.
In a show.
Yeah.
So a lot of people wanted Pedro Pascal. He's super busy.
Yeah.
Super busy.
He is.
So I think when you want it to be somebody and then you implant that image in your head, nobody is going to work.
No.
For what you want. And I think he fits the part. And, Gomez, to me, he's charming, but he's not like the most Morticia's like the drop dead gorgeous.
She's
one.
Not. I'm sorry. Correct. Morticia is goddess tier. Gomez.
And so is Wednesday.
Gomez and Pugsley, like they're not. They're goofy, but he is the ideal husband. Yeah. He is the perfect husband. She's
charming too.
Charming, perfect husband.
So I think it fits. You don't. If Gomez was casted as this, if you made. Like, Pedro Pascal is attractive.
Yeah.
So if you made him just drop-dead gorgeous Gomez, I think it takes away from the dynamic of...
We can't have no Oscar Isaac in there.
Yeah, and people were saying that, too.
Yeah.
He would like.
He's too attractive. You can't have that. No.
So is Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, you can't have that. He's way too attractive. Yeah. Also, she's definitely my little sister. She's 19.
Oh, really?
She's 13 years younger than me.
Dang.
Yeah.
She's just in all these, like, adult movies.
That's why I'm like, oh, my little sister...
Well, we stand Jenna Ortega so far. So yeah, there's that Christina Ricci. That's gonna be dope. The Nickelodeon show, Are You Afraid of the Dark, which we haven't watched, which I'm so surprised we haven't.
I know, because I've read all the books.
Yeah, interesting. And I watched the show. I mean, the OG show back in the day in the 90s.
Yes.
I watched that show.
Wait.
This is a new...
Never mind. I was thinking of Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Oh. I read all three of those books. I thought you were talking about that. You're talking about...
Are You Afraid of
the Dark? Oh, I loved that show, yeah.
So, you know that there's, like, been a read.
Yes.
So, it's about to get its third season called Ghost Island later this year. Mm-hmm. That's going to be on Nickelodeon. A couple quick synopses. I think that's all I have.
Little quick snips
before we get to our Sinister Sneaks is two actually pieces of news in the same vein is the Far Cry 6, Stranger Things uploaded some photos. I don't know if you saw.
I did not.
I'm not going to make a huge deal about them. They're just screenshots.
Okay.
They don't give away anything. It just shows, obviously the kids are older.
Yeah.
We know that we're assuming based on how big the season is, there's going to be separate story arcs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just showing that.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, ooh, horror movie vibes. I didn't really get that.
Oh, okay.
But there's some screenshots if you guys want to take a look. Also, this is random.
Tell me.
Far Cry 6 is getting like a Stranger Things mission, which is interesting.
What? Are they in Hawkins?
I don't know.
That's weird.
And then the cast for Gun Media's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the cast of characters.
I saw that. I did see that. So that's exciting.
That's on our radar. Definitely go check that out. As far as if you're interested in it.
So fun fact, Gun Media posted a picture on Twitter and it's just all of their butts. All the character butt, not the adult, not because, like the human butts, but
yeah,
the
because
character
in Friday the 13th we were obsessed with
but the booties.
With the booties, with the tootie fruity booties. So
booty da tootie da tootie fruity.
That brings us to Sinister Sneaks, which if you guys don't know is basically a fancy word for saying trailers, be it movies or games. We watch them, we're gonna give our input and we're gonna talk about them a little bit. So the first one I want to talk about is one that we've already mentioned on the podcast before,
mm-hmm.
and that is Men, which is being done by Alex Garland, who did Annihilation and Ex Machina. It got a rating, first of all, before we talk about the new trailer, it got a rating, and this is from Hollywood Reporter, by the way, it got a rating of disturbing violence and graphic nudity. Would you see none of that really in the trailer? You do?
Yes, you do.
I think you look.
In the new one?
I think you look for that stuff.
There was definitely bloody graphic nudity.
Oh, well, I missed it because I'm trying to get the overall picture.
Okay.
So we got, if you guys remember, if you, again, go back to the first time we did Sinister Sneaks in the show notes. The first trailer was she was just looking down the tunnel. And by the way, we're going to go into spoilers on the trailer. So it's a full dive here.
Well, yeah. Go watch the trailer.
Pause it. Watch the trailer. We got the show notes, whatever. So the first trailer was she was just kind of doing this vocal thing and echoing through the tunnel. And then someone started running at her. And yeah.
Yeah. Then it was just clips of like random parts of the movie. And it was just doing that echo thing over and over again.
So now we've got...
We've got a story.
Yeah, we've got a story. We've got context that her husband, what we can gather is he killed himself. He jumped off a balcony.
That's her husband? I thought it was just somebody that lived above her.
No, she says that in the trailer, I thought.
Maybe I didn't. And Emma was also watching it with us.
You were too busy looking at the booties and the graphic nudes.
There was...
The booties, graphic nudes.
There was none of that during that part. I also had a 5-year-old talking in my ear. Yeah.
We told her it's scary. Is this scary?
Is it scary yet? Well,
You tell it.
Yeah.
Is this a scary thing? So I believe she says my husband.
Okay.
Went up to the balcony and jumps off.
So anyways.
She's reliving that in her mind. But it seems like in this town, wherever it is that she moves or whatever hostel she's at, it's a bunch of dudes who have the same face. It's the same actor playing all these dudes. And there's even a part where she meets a kid who's got, like, this creepy CGI of the same face.
It's just...
So I don't know if this is, like, a shapeshifter type deal going on.
I'm not really sure. Clearly, she's the only woman in this town.
The movie's called Men.
Full of men who are honestly just gaslighting her.
You think so?
Yes, 100%. I felt that in the entire thing.
And maybe that's what the trailer's supposed to make you feel.
Maybe that's what the whole movie's about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's going to be some bigger picture.
Oh, I'm sure there
But
is.
I also, he's very intelligent where I don't see him giving the whole thing away.
No, I don't
It's like
see
Ex
that
Machina.
either.
You watch the trailer, you're like, oh, this looks good. And then you're like, God, you
Yeah.
know what I mean?
But even like the priest that she was talking to,
He basically blamed it on
yeah,
her.
he was
Yeah.
like, well, maybe if you didn't push him to the edge,
Yeah.
maybe if you apologized to him, he wouldn't have done it. Like, he basically, I mean, just pushing blame, pushing blame, pushing blame. And she's
Or,
like, what are you talking about? I didn't
yeah.
push him to the, like, what? That's why I feel like she didn't know who that is. Because she was so confused on why she's like, why
No,
would
no,
I?
no. I'm almost
But she,
certain she said my husband.
I believe you.
And then she they make a forbidden fruit joke about her
Oh
eating
yeah,
the
that was
apple.
funny.
It's yeah. What
And
do
then she
you
just starts getting attacked. Because she stabbed a person's arm who went through the mailbox thing in the
Yeah.
door. She stabbed them. The quote unquote graphic nudity that I saw was it was a back of a
Yeah, I
male.
did see that.
He
Yeah,
was naked, but he
yeah.
was full covered in blood.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Again, we're not supposed to really know what it is.
No, and that's fine.
I'm super excited to see it. I don't know if people like the Annihilation movies. I know people love the books, but Ex Machina is awesome.
Yes, it is.
So, if he's fronting, Annihilation, he had to use source material.
Yeah.
So, what we can judge of his own original adaptation of things is Ex Machina, which was really, really good.
Exactly.
So, here's to hoping this movie is really good. May 20th. I think that's one, God, don't hold us to it, but I think that's one that we probably will be reviewing right away because we're super excited to go
Yeah.
see. So, the other sinister sneak we had, which I made a joke that it our meme made it a movie, which isn't true. It's just a joke. But we've referenced the yellow wallpaper on here, the short story by Charlotte Gilman several times. Those little monsters knocking at the door, by the way. We've made that reference several times, and it's actually a movie
Yeah.
that's coming out. And we watched the trailer. It's being, God help me with these names, Alexandra Loreth and Kevin Pontutti, and Pontutti's directing. You know what's crazy? Since we've been doing this podcast, other than Alex Garland, all these names are
Hard to
so
pronounce.
hard to
I
say.
know. I feel like every time we're like, please God, I'm
And
so
that's
sorry for
because
botching
good
your
horror
name.
comes from other countries.
It's true.
And that's why I can't say any of these names. I can't read my own handwriting, let alone say these names. So it's a full-length movie. I'm not sure when it comes out. We'll try to Google that real quick. But the trailer was great.
Yeah, it
It's
looked really good.
she I can't remember in the short story if you know she has a mental illness, but I feel like that's what makes the short story a banger.
I think so too.
So they're prefacing that she's in this room to me because she has mental illness and they're trying to cure it. And she's picking up the yellow wallpaper. She's saying there's ghosts in the house. And obviously, the short story we discussed it last week is really short. And the movie's like 1 hour and 40 minutes, I think. So obviously, you have to add a little more context. But from what I saw, very creepy. The actress looks like. The actress is when I've read the story and I envision what's going on, I feel like the actress is painting that picture for me. And man, the yellow wallpaper is hideously disgusting.
It is. It says it was. This doesn't make any sense. This says it was released March 20th, 2021.
Maybe it was, but I don't know if it maybe hit the States.
That could have been
Anyways,
it.
I'm not bothered by it if we're this late on it because I think it adds some culture to the show. And it's an ongoing meme that we've said.
True.
So I'm about it. It didn't really say anything in the trailer.
No, it didn't, which was interesting.
But yeah, go check it out, especially all the AP Lit stands out there. So the last one I wanted to get to is more lighthearted. As you know, we do, as you guys have heard and know, we do talk about video games. Is man. Spooky and I have been so excited for this one. Illphonic's Ghostbusters game, Ghostbusters Spirit Unleashed. Finally got to see a trailer, and man, let me say something real quick. Let me say something real quick.
Okay.
We love Friday the 13th, the game that they pitched in on. I played probably 60 to 70 hours of Predator Hunting Grounds, which is the game they also made. So they're big on asymmetrical horror games, which means one person controls the villain or big baddie, and then 3 to 4 people, in Jason's case, what, seven?
Yeah, that's a lot.
So that's what makes it asymmetrical. We have been so excited for this, and man, it did not disappoint. But let me tell you, what does disappoint is the fact that the Ghostbusters game that got remade, remastered by Saber Interactive, never got multiplayer after they promised it.
So that's so frustrating because C-Max and I both bought a copy thinking it had multiplayer or co-op in it already at launch. And literally, I'm pretty sure I went to go stream it.
You did.
And we couldn't connect. And I'm like, what is going on? Like they didn't announce
They didn't.
anything.
They said it was going to come on release, and then later they're like, "Oh, it's coming soon."
Yeah, it was
Then,
very sketchy.
yeah. Then we get this, "Oh, the old code was bad, so we're never going to do it."
Yeah.
And I don't know how they didn't get sued,
I don't
because the
know.
biggest, and I'm not Sue happy, but I'm saying the biggest draw of that game is the multiplayer. The
Exactly.
campaign's cool, but there's no replay value.
No, we basically lost $120, but it's fine.
I think it was 80. I think it was 40.
We
40%.
basically lost $80.
However, this Ilphonic has made me totally okay with that. It's not 100% multiplayer because it's not cooperative, sorry, in the sense of like you and me going against a computer generated Stay Puffed, but it is cooperative in the sense that you, me, and other friends can go against ghosts and things of that nature. If that makes sense.
No, that didn't make sense at all.
So in the first in the Ghostbusters game I'm talking about by Saber Interactive, the remaster, there's no multiplayer. It's all cooperative. This is the cooperative and multiplayer debate we've had. We had this debate like with
So
someone down
it's
the line.
cooperative in the campaign.
Yes, it's a
Multiplayer.
cooperative campaign. It's not multiplayer. But if you consider cooperative multiplayer, I don't know who we had this discussion with, but
Me, because it bothers me.
yeah.
Because in my
Well, I don't know
head,
who you were talking to. It wasn't just me, was it?
maybe Bryce.
I think it was our friend of the show, my best friend David.
Oh, I think it was friend of the show, David.
Best friend of the show.
That's right. Maybe it was. So you're telling me it is co-op or
I'm telling you, it's multiplayer.
it's multiplayer?
Yeah,
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
yeah.
So there's
I'm just saying
no.
it's still gonna scratch the
Is
itch.
there a story though?
It's after Ghostbusters Afterlife, and you know that because,
Well, you do know that because he's in the store.
yeah, because
I meant, is there a campaign?
no, this is a traditional
Straight multiplayer.
Ilphonic game.
But
Like Predator Hunter Grounds, there's no
no,
campaign.
there's not.
Friday the 13th, there's no
So is it
campaign.
asymmetrical?
It's asymmetrical. I've said that a couple times.
No. You're saying Ilphonic's games were asymmetrical.
The
So
other one?
who I'm talking about, is this Ghostbusters one
Yes,
asymmetrical?
made by Ilphonic.
Yes.
What are you doing?
You said,
Is Ashton Kutcher,
no,
are
listen.
those
No.
Impractical Joker dudes, like, what are you doing?
You were talking about how Ilphonic's games are asymmetrical.
Yes,
Friday,
yes,
Predator.
yes.
So
This game's asymmetrical.
people play as the ghosts?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You didn't clarify
It
that.
says it in the trailer. It says that you can play as the ghost.
I don't remember
Did
that
you
part.
watch any of these trailers?
Yes, I did. It was probably at the same time that Emma's like, is the purple one the monster? And I literally had to look down at her and go, the purple one's just a different type of ghost. Oh, so the green one's also just a different type of ghost? Yes. What about the green? What about the yellow one? All colors are different ghosts.
So I won't go too long on it. The hands-on previews, everyone really likes it because it's way more family-friendly than the other games. There's no death, you just respawn.
Yeah.
It's cross-gen and cross-platform, which is good. There's going to be bots right off the bat. If you remember, Friday the 13th took forever to add that.
Yeah.
So right on the surface, if you have a little kiddo who wants to play, if you have a little monster who wants to play, they can practice against bots. I think both sides, you can be a ghost,
Cool.
or you can be, and it's you're the Ghostbuster in the game. You're not playing as Venkman or any of them. You are
Yeah, it's
the
just your own you.
Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
Your hub is the fire station, which is super cool. So they're gonna release a lot of accessibility options at launch. I
Cool.
was really good as Jason when the game first came out, but there were a lot of people I know who were not, and they wanted to be able to go offline and practice. And so this mode.
He's talking about me.
No, I'm not. This mode has that. Also, some of the hands-on previews as the ghost, you're like possessing objects.
Oh, cool.
You're sending out like little minions, which is why in the trailer you see like there's a big baddie and then there's a bunch of little ones. So,
Yeah. Okay,
it
nice.
reminded me a lot of that game that died the last year. Kind of reminded me a little bit
Yeah.
under the Ghostbusters mantra. Q4 2022. Hopefully not what Olly Olly World thinks is Q4 2021, which was February 22. Hopefully this is actually Q4
Q4.
2022. So that wraps up my Sinister Sneak. So I guess.
It is on to March Madness. We've got our Amazing
Elite
Eights.
Eight. That's
Elite
typically what they say.
Eights.
Elite. So
Okay.
how do we want to do
I knew
this?
there was a thing.
Elite Eight. So how do we want to do this? Because next week you have your butt tube operation.
You couldn't have just said procedure.
Next week you have your butt tube operation.
I have a colonoscopy, guys.
So next week is the 31st. So I'm assuming we want to end on the 31st. So do we do Elite Eight and Final Four tonight, or we do Final Four with a winner next week?
No, let's just do Final Four winner
Elite
next
Eight,
week.
Final Four. Oh, Final Four next. Final Four and winner next week. So
Yes.
just the Elite Eight tonight.
Yep.
Cool. All right, I like it. I'm down with the sickness.
All right, so for
Oh,
our
oh.
first matchup.
Also, guys, thankful for those of you who've been going on the TikTok. Spooky's been working on those images, and we've been laughing a lot, especially the Friday the 13th one.
Oh my gosh,
The clip she picked is
I was
hilarious.
watching that over and over again.
It's also made me want to watch these movies. Like, I just want to watch them all. So thankful for those of you who have gone over to the TikTok. As we've said, slowly but surely we'll be getting into more content. Didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. I just wanted to show appreciation for the TikTok stuff because you've been working hard on it, and people are like viewing it and commenting, and that's good. That's what we
Thank you.
want.
I
You're welcome.
appreciate that. So, which world would you avoid? Which world?
Which world would you? I
It's
can't do
which
the
world's the
TikTok.
scariest? Zombieland or Alien? This one, these are all probably going to be a little tough, honestly. Which is why we're in the Elite Eight.
When I had a gut answer right away, and I think for the sake of content, I want to discuss it, but you could always ask my opinion.
Huh?
But I think I do know which one I would avoid, thus making it the scariest.
I'm definitely like the suspense is killing me. What is
I'm going to stay with Tallahassee and avoid Alien.
You're gonna avoid Alien?
I feel.
So Zombieland loses.
Yes, and the reason I'm gonna say this is because I feel like there is, as much as Zombieland has scared me because it's just.
Well, the evolution of the zombies.
But it's, to me, it's the most accurate depiction other than maybe Walking Dead in 28 Days. Like, it adds that, like, family comedy. Like, I just love the first movie. But I think in my mind, if Columbus can do it without Tallahassee for so long, I think I could do it.
That was my reasoning for the girl who lived in the freezer with the pink outfit. If she could survive, I could survive.
And but I still hold my decision with Zombieland over the other ones.
So you would. Oh, okay. Well, fair.
I went outside the other because Zombieland beat Eight-Legged Freaks last week, right?
Yes.
I went outside tonight, and I was like, you know what? I'd rather have a bunch of spiders out here than a bunch of zombies. I said that to
I
myself.
mean, true.
I said that to myself.
I think I also would rather have that.
Because spiders, I had to trash. I'd knock them on their, you know what, and run back in. Zombies, I get bit anywhere, I'm dead.
That's true, yeah. You're kind of screwed.
And think if we can keep medical professionals alive in Eight-Legged Freaks, again, I've never seen the movie. If we can keep medical professionals alive, everyone would have surplus antidote. Like, that would be something you would have.
For Eight-Legged Freaks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's like baddie poisonous spiders, we would have
Yeah,
antidote on.
but that's true because
You'd have that bad boy on your
you
belt, you
usually
know?
have antidote.
Yeah.
They have an antidote for almost every poisonous spider.
Exactly.
All right, cool.
So yeah,
So
I'm
Alien
saying
advances.
Alien because they kept Ripley alive just to make more movies.
True.
And then
Mama Alien.
they started getting all over the place with all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I just think there's so much, like, not only is the xenomorph scary, it's your systems failing on a ship.
Yeah.
Where
you're dead outside or inside.
Your cryosleep failing.
Yeah.
And her cryosleep does fail. Like, technically, she's asleep from Alien, the first one, Alien 2. Like, her daughter lives her life. Remember, her daughter lives her life and dies.
Yeah.
That's scary. Imagine, like, waking up from cryosleep. You were only supposed to be asleep for so long. And your little daughter lived a fulfilling, full life and died at 77 years old.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
And you're the same. The same.
I don't like that.
It's crazy. Not to get existential, but I'm avoiding Alien.
Yeah, I don't like that. I just want to avoid the cryosleep. Is that a movie? Cryosleep? I'm avoiding that.
It's crazy.
I'm going to save that one, and I'm going to save that one. So I'm going to go with...
Yeah, you can skip around.
Which one's the scariest? The Grudge or It Follows?
I really don't want you to let me keep advancing something because I love it so much. And the issue with the Grudge here is it's so, I know it, but I don't. It's so unknown to me. And I feel like, because Sarah Michelle Gellar was in the first one, right?
Correct.
I feel like they find a way to, like, I'm saying like a lot because I'm thinking, I apologize. I feel like...
Hello?
I feel they find
a... I feel like somebody's
I feel
watching.
They find a way to either banish the torment of the souls or protect themselves. And It Follows, there's a way you can try to do that. But
there
eventually,
is.
It all comes circling
It always catches up to you.
Back.
It'll always catch up to you. So you're going to... Avoid the Grudge? Is that what you're saying?
I think so, because if I remember correctly, the Grudge is also in that house.
It is in the house.
Sarah Michelle Gellar in the movie could leave the house.
There's a reason, though, why she doesn't. Like, I haven't seen it in so long. I was trying to look real quick to try to get, like, a quick thing.
I don't want to be judged for the fact that it's probably one of my favorite horror movies, but I think I'm going It Follows.
You're avoiding It Follows?
I'm avoiding The Grudge.
You're avoiding The Grudge.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm avoiding It Follows. I'm staying in The Grudge. My apologies.
You're avoiding It Follows.
It Follows.
I mean, I figured you were going to say that, which is why I did that first or second.
That's fair. Do you agree or not?
I agree on this.
Do you agree with Alien over Zombieland?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd rather be in deep space by yourself with an artificial android trying to get you murdered than being with Tallahassee and high-fiving and killing zombies all day? Like.
But if I'm Ripley, I would always survive.
That we can't say that. That's not fair. We can't do that.
I mean, if I get to have Tallahassee protecting me, then I'll.
I think you just put yourself as, like, you know, as Columbus. But you're spooky.
So I'm Wichita? No.
No, but you're not taking the you're taking the place of them. You're not them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would probably avoid Alien.
And there's parameters to this that we could argue, like with Ethan Hawke and Sinister, dude, turn the movie off. You know what I mean? Like,
well, he's doing it to try to figure out who they
are. Two things we're about to talk about. Turn the movie off. But I digress.
All right, so It Follows continues.
Do you agree with that?
On the surface, I agree with it because again, I want to do more. It's been so long since I've seen The Grudge. I honestly don't think I saw the 2020 Grudge, the remake. I don't think we ever watched it.
No.
So I can't even base it off that. I'm basing it off the original one, and it's been so long. So I do agree with that.
Well, the original one in the sense of the States, because there's other ones.
The Sarah Michelle Gellar one.
Yeah.
So, the next one is, would you avoid The Ring or Hereditary?
Bro.
Again, just turn the dang movie off.
Some of these...
Which you can't. When you're watching The Ring, you're literally paralyzed. You can't
move. Some of these the issue with this contest, and it's not that, it's still fun for you, and I love the torment that you're putting me through. The emotion and drive that you get from seeing me under the pressure cooker, I want that for you.
Thank you, I get it.
I just don't, a lot of these are dead ends. Like, The Ring, you die in 7 days. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, but I don't find the movie, we're talking about the world, though, you know?
Yeah, we're not talking about, we're talking about which world are you gonna, are you trying to avoid? You're literally living in a world where you've got this VHS tape circling around, and if you accidentally put it on, well, crap, she's coming through your freaking screen, and you're dead in 7 days.
And everyone gets cooked, right? Like, no one finds a loophole or anything?
I can't remember. I should have picked movies that I ever,
you
like...
You really showed them, and I didn't want to say that.
What do you mean?
I'm not being, how is it being mean if you say something that's not degrading to yourself? But if you were like, I'm ugly, I'm like, you know what? You've had an ugly spurt. That's mean.
Oh my God. You think I'm ugly?
No, I'm just saying that, that would be mean. But you saying, you know what? Maybe I should have picked movies that we know better. Yeah, you probably should have. That's okay. This hurts. I'm avoiding The Ring.
So you rather deal with what's his face?
I'd rather deal with Bane than a demon. There's demons all around us.
Fair. Okay, but what about...
That's terrifying.
I know. That scene is so scary.
So guys, please go over to the TikTok and look at the clip she used, because she... Spooky was... It's a little too graphic.
I didn't use that scene.
I know you did it.
Oh.
But I was like, I mean, we are family friendly with all the blood and guts, and she's like... There was still, like... She still had lines that she...
Yeah. There's a scene in Hereditary I really wanted to use, because... That probably would have made people avoid it, honestly, over The Ring. But, man, it is, it's graphic. Yeah. It's not, it's rough. It's rough to watch. All right, the last matchup. Are you avoiding Sinister or The Witch? This one is tough. I feel like this one's tough. Again, what the freaking movies, man? They're literally one, two, what, never mind. I guess two of them.
I've got... Sinister is such an underrated movie.
It really is.
Let's just start with that.
The first one especially. The first one's so good.
It's very good. I don't care what Rotten Tomatoes says. It's very good.
It is.
It's a more... In my opinion, it's a more professional-looking VHS with a story.
I agree.
And just feelings of eeriness and dread, which is what a horror movie is supposed to do. It's why I can't... It's why Friday the 13th is a comedy. It's all
it is
horror,
a comedy.
You know?
The I mean, I was laughing looking at the Nightmare on Elm Street, the clips I was laughing because it was funny.
But I get it. That's why
also,
it's called slasher. You know?
They also utilize kids in the perfect way.
Yeah.
And that's also what makes it scary, because some movies try to utilize kids scarily and it just comes off as not that great. This movie definitely makes kids terrifying.
I think I have to avoid The Witch. And hear me out here. Not only does that movie terrify me, but you're almost dealing with the same thing, except this life, like Sinister, that life is way better than the other life. Like, in The Witch, they don't have clean water. They don't have electricity. Sinister, he's got a big old mansion.
Yeah,
and he's
haunted.
Yeah, but he's living the life.
Is he, though?
He is.
He's a writer who's, like, trying to figure out why these kids are killing their families.
Sure. The Witch is a family that's being haunted by the devil. Their little kid gets stolen, and everyone's possessed, and there's no clean water, there's no electricity, there's no lights, so at nighttime, it is pitch black, they live in the dirt.
Okay, so here's my question. I thought you were going to say dark, but you said dirt. Here's my question. If The Witch was in modern 2022, would you pick that one to avoid?
I'd say it's the same. I'd say that movie is Sinister almost.
I mean...
Other than the kid, there's no kidnapping.
Well, what if you lived on a farm?
I mean, technically, I forgot the demon's name in Sinister. He does, in a figurative sense, kidnap the kid. It's the same
He
movie.
does.
It's the same movie. To me, it's almost the same movie in the sense of plot devices, where they're going. It's the same movie. I don't want to spoil either
The only
movie.
difference is the witch, the devil, does shape shift. He is in multiple forms.
Again, I'm not trying to spoil either one, but I feel like on the sole purpose of Sinister, you've got a better life. If my kid tries to kill me, I will beat him up.
I don't like the better life argument. I think you have a better chance of survival in Sinister.
Because you have a better life. Back then, in The Witch, they've given up. It's
Well, there's
existential.
also okay, I see what you mean because
There's
there's no like
nothing.
modern medicine
There's
either.
nothing. Yeah, there's nothing. You live in a shack of sticks. But Sinister made it a long way, and I feel like if there was a Cinderella story in our tournament, that it was Sinister.
I mean,
And
I would say so. Yeah. I mean, I'll talk. The top four is the Fantastic Four. What's it called?
Final Four.
The Final Four.
Fantastic Four. The Doom.
The Final Four. I mean, I don't know if I were to be like, hey, if you could think of the final four movies that you think would get to this round,
But what about, so this is, so
I
for,
wouldn't have guessed these
but no,
movies.
no, yes, but that's not the question to pose. The question to pose is bracketology. Based on the bracket, what makes it to the Final Four?
Well, it
That's
is the bracket,
bracketology.
yeah.
It's not, because we left a ton of movies out.
Yeah.
We left Paranormal Activity out, which scared the tar out of me when I was younger. And a lot of people think that movie is stupid and dumb. But if you believe in any type of supernatural, the movie is terrifying when you first watch it.
Also,
So VHS, we left VHS out. That movie is weird and makes you feel stuff in your stomach, and it's intentionally gross. Like, we left things out. So you would say
Human Centipede.
Human, so yeah.
I wouldn't want to be
Based
that.
on it's bracketology.
It is.
That's what
It is.
the sports analysts look
No,
at.
for sure.
So the real question would be, looking at this bracket, what makes it to the Final Four? That would be the question.
Yeah, that makes
And do you
sense.
think those movies make it? What movie do you think is, what movie's the upset that you don't think made that like surprisingly made it all the way?
I think that would be a good question for
Okay.
for next week.
Yeah.
Also, guys, I have the official answer to my spooky special question. What was it? The
Ultimate
ultimate
question. I thought you
question.
answered it. You
No,
never did?
this is my answer. This is my
Did
for
you
real.
answer it back in the day though?
I did, and then
Do you remember what it
you
was?
hated it.
It was Parasite, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't.
you took a big dookie all over it. So I now I have a real one. I have a real one that he already knows what it is, and he's like, yeah, actually, that's a good one. It is Killing of a Sacred Deer.
I agree.
I would 100% erase my memory of that movie and watch it again with fresh eyes and fresh mind because that movie is so good.
It's a final girl.
I also would not want to be in that world. That would suck, dude. If I put, I'm curious of how far that would go with
That could
this.
legit happen too.
I know it's
Like, it's, yeah,
scary.
it's
Like that
weird.
movie is, whew, that movie is so good. If you guys have not seen Killing of a Sacred Deer, please go see that.
So we have a little bit of time. Do we want to do a surprise segment, or do we want to just call
I mean, how long is the surprise
I
segment?
could do like 5 minutes. So guys, we're gonna do a surprise segment, a little bit out of order. We did the Halloween Horror Nights last week, which I hope everyone liked. If you didn't, go back and check it out. I am rude because I was very selfish in the sense that we live an hour from Orlando. I, in my searching, did not realize that the one for Hollywood also dropped.
Wow, rude.
I know, I am rude. And you're from California.
Wait, I saw one. I saw one in the Hollywood one.
So let me preface first. Real news that came out today is that there is going to be, if I remember correctly, 5 scare zones, 10 houses, which is what the Orlando map shows.
Okay.
So there's validity in
That extra
that
house?
extra house.
Okay, all right.
We don't know, and I'm gonna tell you, I think that house is legitimate. We already talked about how we thought it
Yeah,
was.
which by the way, tickets are now on sale.
Tickets are now on sale. So for Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood. Now, if you guys didn't listen last week, this is for Halloween Horror Nights 31. Pure speculation.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has been confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
You have, and I'm not gonna describe where they're at because
I'm not very familiar.
I've actually never been to Universal Studios Hollywood.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't. We have this argument all the time. I will put my life on the line, Satan or God, slit my throat right now and kill me if I've been to Universal Studios Hollywood. I have never been. You say this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to Disneyland, just like I've never been to Knott's Berry Farm.
That's a dang shame.
I've never been to Knott's Berry Farm. I've never been to Universal Studios Hollywood. I've never been to Six Flags over where you live. We strictly do Disney when we go to California.
Okay, so anyways.
I want to find out the origin of why you think I've been to Universal Studios Hollywood.
Because I went to a...
I've never
Halloween,
been.
I went to a Halloween Horror Nights with my brother and Kat.
You did, but
why
I...
Why would
not.
I do...
Maybe we weren't dating yet. So, you've got... You want me to start you with, like, the... I mean, these are actually...
Start them with the Netflix show.
These are all... I do not see a Netflix show, actually. We gotta remember Universal Studios Hollywood has way less space to work with.
I know, but the one that I saw was a Netflix show one.
That's not what I see here. So, we've got, as always, the Terror Tram.
Uh-huh. Which, what's the theme this year?
Hollywood Harry. Take it as you'd like.
All right.
They also have speculated for Universal Studios Hollywood The Weeknd. It's happening.
That's probably happening.
It's real,
yeah.
Baby. They have the Scarecrow House. Was that at ours last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago, I think was the
They have
year.
That.
Nice.
Speculated. I don't know if they're doing this
the
as...
The Reaping one?
It just says... It's got the same logo, but it doesn't say The Reaping.
Okay, all
right. I don't know if they're doing this as an original idea or the movie, but it's speculated La Llorona.
Oh, okay, nice.
You've got Killer Clowns.
From Outer Space?
The one that we had.
Nice. That one was so fun.
They have a speculated Universal Monsters, The Mummy. Just The Mummy.
Just The Mummy, okay. Nice.
And then Evil Dead, which is also speculated for Hollywood.
Yep.
And then what I said I thought would be a house, nope.
Interesting. All right. So what I saw that I was thought that you were going to say was... I saw a speculation map where they were doing Netflix's Scary Stories to Tell. Scary Stories.
Ooh.
The Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
That'd be cool.
TV series.
That is
which
not.
Which would be cool.
That is not on this map.
Okay. All right. Cool. Sorry. Every time. All right, guys. That is it for this week. Appreciate you guys for listening to this 57-minute, 32-second episode. I can't. Can I get a teleprompter for the outro?
Sure.
Thank you. Guys, if you haven't already, please follow us on all the social medias. We got the TikTok going now. It's basically the March Madness, so we'd love to hear what your picks are. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. I don't know what else we have.
In the Discord.
We got the Discord going. We've got people, you know, people like to send us trailers of movies and games that are coming out that are really interesting. So definitely hop in those things, be a part of the fun community. Shout out to Little Monsters. I feel like I'm missing something.
Give us a review on your favorite podcatcher. And I have no words of wisdom this week other than...
Don't wash your butthole because it hurts when you pee.